something in the comments. He's like, that's a good idea. I should put my Cash App thing on there. Let me do that. You know what? I'm going to put my Cash App thing, my Cash App name right down in the comments there. If everybody here, we got 800 people. If we can get 800 people to give me a dollar each or $2, I'll have a great weekend. You're welcome, everybody. You're welcome.
Yeah, why not?
So I saw like the 6th, 7th, and 8th round of the Tyson garbage. I would be pissed if I paid for that.
Would you?
I paid for it.
I thought it was fun.
It was $49.99. It wasn't brutal.
Knockouts. Okay, guys, please be gentle with each other.
But I knew that going in. I knew there was no knockout rule, but I also knew that if Tyson blasted him in the face, he could knock him out.
Right.
And I do think, by the way Tyson went in, if you noticed, he wasn't tired.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the 8 rounds, like, he was not tired.
Yeah, he seemed like he trained and was in shape the whole thing.
The other guy was like, whoo, I made it. Thank God almighty, I made it. And all he did was hold on to him.
Yeah.
Like Tyson got some shots in.
Mm. Well, he's stopping him from throwing any combos, JP. That's what you do is if he gets a left, and you stop the rest of the combos by getting close and wrapping up his arms so he doesn't get right. Left going, you know, something like that, just so you know.
Monica, did you watch it at all or no?
No. There was college football on, dude. Really exciting.
At 12 midnight? O'clock at night?
Yes,
at
midnight? It was 11 o'clock Hawaii kickoff that was on, but the Utah-Washington game went late, and it was exciting.
Holy crap.
You are so true blue right up the middle. You're awesome.
Somehow.
Right to the last minute.
I had no idea what to expect watching this whole thing. I knew that it was on the cards. Right. I didn't know it was a rap concert in between fights.
See, and I didn't know any of that because I didn't tag in until too late. All I got was the main event.
What is this crap? And everybody's smoking weed on television.
Okay, and I'm like, here's the thing. I followed it on Twitter because obviously it was a thing happening. And so I follow, of the people that I follow on Twitter, and I'm telling you my observation. Someone called me racist, so I took the tweet down. I'm not trying to get in trouble here. But, and it's not racist. It's I'm literally telling you what I saw on my Twitter timeline, which is there were a few people, old white men, and I know that because I see their pictures or I know them personally. Old white men were angry, saying exactly what JP is just saying right now. What the hell is all this? Literally everybody else, which is 90% of the other people, loving every second of it, saying it was the
Snoop
best.
Snoop Dogg was the greatest thing.
Yes.
Well, Snoop Dogg was great. Thank God for him.
Hilarious.
Thank God for him. And it wasn't that I minded it. Mm-hmm. I was just like, it's not about that. I've never watched boxing, like sat down, bought fights, sat down to watch the undercard and the fights and had that as part of the programming. So I didn't know it was going to be there. I didn't care about it. We just were having conversations while the fights weren't on. It didn't matter. Mm. We're like, what the hell is this? They're smoking weed on television. They're cursing up a storm. I'm like, what is going on here? I understand it was a pay-per-view thing, so they can do all that. Mm. It's just not something you've ever seen before.
Yeah, it sounded like chaos. It really did. It was like
Jim Gray. Somehow, they got Jim Gray to do this thing. And Jim Gray, you can see, is looking at himself going, well, how did I get roped into this thing? This guy's smoking weed over here, dropping F-bombs over there.
I got to know because this is maybe the second or third time I've seen something.
I want to know what you wrote that was racist.
No, that was it. I just said,
angry
I said something like, geez, I'm not watching this fight, but all the old angry white guys I follow on my timeline are angry and hate it, and everybody else is loving it. Basically exactly that.
It was very entertaining.
Someone was like, that's racist. And I'm just telling you what I see on my timeline. I don't know what you guys like or don't like. Hmm. I do want to know if, because this is the second or third time that Snoop Dogg that I've seen him.
If I would write just a bunch of angry Mexicans not getting their way or not like, you would lose your mind and call them, scream at me that I'm racist.
Hold on. If you said that, 100%. If you said on my timeline, I'm basically regurgitating what I see on my say all.
So if you just say what you actually see.
Yeah.
You're not making a generalization out of what you think might be going on.
No.
If you actually see reality going on, then you can say it.
That's 100% right.
Okay.
You can.
Got the rule.
Is that what we're sticking with this one? Before we move forward,
that's the rule.
We're sticking with this?
Right.
Okay.
If you're saying what's in front of you, then that's okay. Okay.
Why wouldn't it be? It's what you're saying. Now, if you took a point of view on that, or if you said
if I said during the riots, I said a bunch of black people looting because that's what I saw with my eyes.
If you say it like I said it on Twitter,
would your response? Would your response be to me?
If you said, and like I worded it on my Twitter, and if you said about the riots, I turned on my television and I see a bunch of African American, whatever.
Angry.
Yeah, whatever.
So the girl who's the girl who speaks with emojis is making me be perfectly clear and detail what channel I'm watching. What time I'm watching? If you're watching Channel 7,
as long as you make it clear that you're watching, you're witnessing something.
It's like
that's what Monica's saying.
So hard to say something racist and have it be okay.
I don't want to fight to say something racist. You're just quick to throw the word out there. I don't think what you said was racist. I'm just saying, if I would have said the same thing, you might. Right.
So then I'm like, okay. Well, and I know it wasn't, and I was comfortable in tweeting it 100%. But
then why'd you pull it down?
Because I don't want to get, I don't want it to be a viral, because I have a job I care about, I guess.
Right, right.
Like, I'm not trying to start a race war. Even though if I left it up there and other people said that, I would absolutely defend everything, and it wasn't, there was nothing wrong with it. But I'm not trying to irritate people. If they're sensitive and their snowflake little eyes couldn't handle it, then I took it down. My point is, I was going to say that Snoop Doggy Dog. Nice tangent.
It's Snoop Dogg now, by the way.
Snoopy Dogg Dog. I love the way
Funky dog hit, bitch.
I love that.
He's not happy you called him that.
Right.
I think it's kind of hot when he says that to me. But you're right, JP. If you said it, I'd be angry. It's just the way it is. If he's a commentator for jobs, for sports, I would listen.
Yeah,
is it
absolutely
a novelty where I've only heard it a couple of times and so it's cool? Or if I heard him on a regular basis call a college game or a hockey game or a basketball game or whatever, would it be good? Would it always be good?
No, it's got to be special.
He was great.
It's got to be special.
Oh,
once
he was
in a while.
Great.
He was the right guy for that night.
Totally.
He was absolutely the right guy for that night. And, you know, again, I watched the fight. Tyson looked like he was in shape. Like, if the only way they would get me again, though, is if Tyson was fighting a fight. It wasn't an exhibition. Like, it wasn't going to be, you know, everybody wins and participation trophies and all that crap. Like, if he came out, and he was going to really fight somebody, and there was a reason he was, I would do it again. If it was another one of these things, I'm good.
Let's listen to Snoop Dogg.
What's your conspiracy theory?
Oh, it's out there. It's not mine. The conspiracy theory is such that they were all, it was never going to be, it was always going to be a draw. And
that wasn't a conspiracy. That was in the rules.
That it was going to be a draw?
Yeah.
No
winner. They said that. It's an exhibition fight.
Okay. Well, there's no exhibition,
there's no knockout. They said that. There's no knockouts. Obviously, I thought Mike could punch him and knock him out. But, like, if the guy's laying on the floor, you can't say there's no knockout. There's a knockout. But there wouldn't be a knockout or a TKO. They were just going to fight. And at the end, they were both going to put their hands. No matter what, they were both going to put their hands up. It was going to be a draw.
Boring.
I don't disagree. But I still wanted to see it. And I got to be honest with you. Change the white towel with a hole in the middle of it over his head to a black T-shirt with a hole in the middle of it over his head with nothing connecting to either side. And Mike came out older looking, but he had energy. His fists were up, and when it was time to, when that bell rang, he went out looking like Mike.
He knows how to package it. He knows what he's going to.
And he was high as a kite when he went out there too. I found out.
Really? Can you tell on TV?
No, he said in an interview he got high. He goes, "I am who I am." Smoked a joint before the fight.
Before you go in the ring.
All right.
Here's Snoop Dogg and some of his commentary. Brett, you want to play the Tyson commentary first?
Sure.
So Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. just start out, and they're going, and it's exciting. And listen to how Snoop Dogg compares it to, like, his family barbecue. It's funny.
And Mike Tyson all over Roy Jones Jr., Snoop.
This is like two of my uncles fighting at the barbecue.
get your uncle out of there. Get him out.
You can go meet me in the backyard. I'm tired of this. Come on. Meet me back here, huh?
But then the better commentary was absolutely when Nate Robinson was fighting Jake Paul.
First off, I hope somebody comes, like, that guy's calling out Conor McGregor. I hope Conor McGregor gets in the ring and just destroys that kid's face. He's got a hittable face.
Yeah. I think he's just trying to get,
he wants attention. He's that guy. No, he's that guy. He's an attention whore, and he's made millions of dollars off it. Like, my kid, my son and his buddy were at the house, and, like, his friend slept over, and they wanted to watch the Jake Paul fight because Jake Paul is a YouTuber that they know who he is,
right?
And they wanted to watch the fight. I wanted to watch him get killed. Nate Robinson was on Twitter, like, "I'm fighting for my family. I'm fighting for everybody in the NBA. I'm fighting." Yeah. And then afterwards, they're like, "Yo, don't fight for me, bro."
He was stepping out of his box, for sure.
He was asleep.
Yeah, he got really knocked.
He was asleep.
Yeah, it was a big-time KO. So Nate Robinson, ex-NBA player, who's short but can dunk. Yeah, I mean, he was great as a player, very exciting, and taking on this YouTuber, Jake Paul, and it was exciting. When he gets hit, here is Snoop Dogg and everybody. They go nuts when this happens. Here it is.
Oh, there's a feint from Jake. Ooh, Cody.
Oh, my God.
Hands it down.
Lord have mercy. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
Snoop, talk about
He's singing the hymns. He's trying
good
to get
night, Irene.
Oh, Lord.
Mama mia, the problem child proven to be.
It was.
Jake Paul, the problem child.
So you had that white guy that was there. He was like the right. full-blown play-by-play guy.
Right.
And he was surrounded. There was like, I think it was two or three black guys that were next to him. And this dude is trying to do his job, yeah. and he cannot do his job. And it was just absolute chaos. Chaos. And you could tell at first he was trying to be all serious about it, and then he was smart enough to just let it go.
Yeah.
And just let them go and have a good time. And that's what they were doing. They were those guys up there, they were having a blast.
Just fill space to the next funny thing Snoop Dogg says.
But when
that's really
when
so
and then
great.
Snoop performed, that was cool.
I don't know that either.
Yeah, he performed. I think he did like a medley of three.
It really was like a chaotic circus.
Of three or four songs.
That's interesting. That makes it interesting to younger people who don't think boxing is cool because they like UFC and MMA.
Right.
And two old guys are going to fight at midnight. They don't give a crap about those two old guys.
They cared about Jake Paul and they cared about the rap.
It makes sense. That was smart. Wow.
I think Wiz Khalifa was. Wiz Khalifa one of them?
Yes.
Monica? He was one of them?
Mm-hmm.
They all get high. They all had no problems lighting up joints wherever they were. None of them. I guess the fight was in California. They had no issues lighting that bitch up.
Nope. No real in shape athletes in this building.
But Nate Robinson, he.
That poor guy.
He was asleep.
Yeah. Face down, face to the side, like snoozy, snoozy.
Yeah. Mama, can I have some more flapjacks? JC on line one. Go ahead, JC.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Hey, what's up?
I watched this Saturday night. I forgot it was on completely. I stumbled into like the local wing joint I always go to, and there was a sign up front. I was like, "Oh snap! Guess I'm staying here tonight." I got there like 7:30. I left at like 12:30 or whatever. But it was cool. I'm like, I'm 29. You know, Mike Tyson exists as like a character almost in my world. I was never old enough to, actually watch him fight. And, you know, you could see why, you know, like my dad thought he was the baddest man. He still had some of that in him. So it's kind of cool in that aspect to see the fight going on. You know, he's not just some guy in the Hangover movie. He actually did box.
Right.
Dude, I'm telling you that. Go back. You know what? Go on YouTube and just put in Mike Tyson's greatest. Right. And just watch some and just watch the clips. He was a bad man, dude. He still is.
I've definitely seen the clips. You know, he gets out there and he wails on people. But we also had the place that I was at last night. I live up in Jacksonville. We had Chad Ochocinco walk in. So I got to meet him, too, while we were sitting there watching the Tyson fight. And
he's probably next.
That's so random.
And he's probably looking up the screens like, that's going to be me. I already did Dancing with the Stars. What else can I do? thanks, brother.
It's cool, JC.
Yep.
Later, man.
Ochocinco walked into your wing place.
Right.
That's so weird. Yeah, fun. All right, Roger, JP. It's 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. 2 o'clock, another $2,000 Bone bonus keyword. Today only, Cyber Monday, besides Black Friday, which already happened, but $2,000 each time. So at 2 and then at 5 p.m. as well, get the word texted in. Maybe you win. Coming up in about 10, 15 minutes, we'll do another top 10 list where you guys try to guess what's on the top 10 and win the bounty prize, too, all before 2 o'clock. Be right back.